This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. St. Matthew just gave us the Beatitudes, which really give us an idea of the mind of Christ. As he sat down, many people were following him, and this one day just sat down and talked to the disciples man to man and told them how God thinks. You know, God does not think like we do. And so often we miss the boat because God sees the big picture, and he sees everything from the perspective of eternity. And so often we have our own little worlds and our own little concerns, and we need to expand them and take on the mind of Christ to think like God thinks. So often our ideas are so messed up compared to God's. When Jesus spoke about the poor in spirit, I think that's difficult for us to grasp what he meant by that. I think it means that we need to rely on God, that we don't have all the answers, that we are humble people, that we're not full of ourselves. So many people today are only concerned about themselves and their own world. There's no room for anyone else, not God, not neighbor, no one but themselves. They're the center of their own world. And God can't really do much with people like that. And the world is so full of people like that. And, you know, I feel if you want to live that way, the only place you really could live like that is on a deserted island by yourself. Then you won't run into much trouble. But when we live with other people, we have to make room for other ideas, other beliefs. We have to tolerate a lot. But we can always learn more. And it seems as followers of Christ that we seek after wisdom, that we realize that we don't have it all together and that we're really working to find what God's will is for our lives. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. It means to be humble. Then, and I've explained, blessed are they who mourn. I used to think, what's so blessed about having your heart broken because a loved one has died? And I think we all experience that. We've had friends move in and out of our lives. People get sick, they change, they die. What's so blessed about that? And then it hit me one day, how blessed we are to have someone in our life that we love so much that we miss them like that. I think Queen Elizabeth put it so well after Prince Philip died. Grief is the price we pay for love, true love. And it's true, it hurts. When Jesus, his friend Lazarus, died, he cried. Even though he knew he was going to raise him from the dead. when Lazarus' sister put him on a little guilt trip. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You healed everybody else, but not your friends. That was a little guilt trip. And Jesus cried. And then he had them open the tomb. And they said, you know, he's been there 4 days. It's not going to smell nice. He said, open the tomb. He's asleep. He said, Lazarus, wake up. Lazarus, come up. And I think he says the same thing to us. Wake up. Don't, you know, some people die before they die. But to be alive to God, to be alive to love, alive to life. And then Lazarus came out of that tomb and he said, cut him loose. He was bound up with all the ribbons and bandages that the Jewish people used at that time when they buried someone. Cut them loose. And we need to cut each other loose. So it's blessed when we have people to love. And I do believe we'll see them again. I do believe in the afterlife. Blessed are the mercy, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the merciful. So if we can learn how to forgive, that's probably one of the most important lessons for each and every one of us. We all are going to be offended at times. We're all going to get hurt, every one of us. How do we get beyond that? And we really need to be in touch with God. As Jesus forgave the people who put him on the cross. And Jesus, it took him a lot of energy to speak when his hand and his lungs were all being crushed in. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He didn't need to audibly say that. God would have heard even a thought. But we needed to hear that. So often people do terrible things. All the violence in our world, and I could go on, and we could, so much senseless stuff happens. How do we get beyond that? But forgiveness is the key. And the world does not think like that because the world is a very violent place. And so often people just respect power. But sometimes it's in the mercy and forgiveness can be much more powerful than an army. And the mercy of Christ from the cross is beyond our understanding. On a human level, it doesn't make sense. But as God thinks, it's his love for us. This sign of torture became the sign of love. This terrible sign has become a plus sign because of faith. And it takes a long time for that to sink in for all of us to realize what Christ meant and what he really taught and how we can change our thinking to conform to his thinking. And as we begin Lent, later next month, maybe all of us can maybe plot out some goals or some areas in our life that we need to grow in, to think more like God, to think more like Christ, to be more forgiving. Maybe you have a really big hurt, maybe to deal with it, to let it go so you can heal. That might be a goal for this Lent. And I'll tell you, if you can do that, Easter will be very, very special. Because you'll experience new life. Because when we forgive, that's when God's love is unlocked in our life. It's the key to God's heart when we forgive. And mercy will be shown us. As we pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins or debts as we forgive those who hurt us. So if we want to be forgiven, we need to forgive ourselves and then move on. I don't think we can forget, but we move on. But if we can live these Beatitudes and have the attitude of God, the attitude of Christ, we'll have a very, very good life. It'll be very different from the way the world lives. But as Catholics, as Christians, we're called to think differently as God thinks. To value life. To value the poor. Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. Look after them. That's important. And I can go on and on probably all day. Usually the kids start crying about this time and I can at my house. Last night, all the phones were ringing. I don't know what it was. The phones were ringing. And I wanted to tell them. Well, I did. I actually went up to the pulpit. I think they were kind of shocked. I bound it up like this. And I said, if you don't answer that phone, I'm going to go and answer it myself. And they were like shocked. Then I had to figure forgiveness. Talking about forgiveness, I better put it into practice. And then it was funny, toward the end of Mass, when we were drinking the chalice, someone's phone rang, and that's, in some churches, that's when they ring the bell when the priest drinks the chalice. I said, boy, was that on time. And I was thinking maybe at the consecration, someone will call someone's number, so when we lift the host, the phone's over, I don't know. We have to laugh, huh? And then someone told me after Mass, they said, well, the lady whose phone rang, she's hard of hearing and she didn't have her hearing aids on. I said, oh, that explains everything. You know, we have to let things go. And I think that's part of our attitude. You know, if we hold on to every hurt, every problem, every insult, we'll never get very far in life. But to move on by the grace of God. And I have found in my own life, when I've let things go, that God blesses me over and over again. So I hope, my dear people, we live the attitudes of Christ. We become more Christ-like in our interactions with one another. And God will bless us because that's what we're called to be. Die to self and rise up with Christ. To be the new man and the new woman that God intends us to be. And indeed, what a wonderful world it can be when we follow Christ and live the gospel in our daily lives.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.